This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. COVID-19 vaccine maker Pfizer said on Sunday it will meet with U.S. health officials as soon as Monday to discuss the need for a booster dose of the coronavirus vaccine as it prepares to seek authorization. The meeting comes days after the drug maker and its partner BioNTech announced plans to seek U.S. and European regulatory approval for a third dose of their COVID-19 shot amid the spread of variants and data they say showed heightened risk of infection 6 months after initial vaccination. That push prompted a quick response from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, saying Americans do not need a booster right now. Top health official Dr. Anthony Fauci in several television interviews Sunday said U.S. health officials were not dismissing the possible future need for boosters, but more data is needed for any formal recommendation. American health officials are still struggling to get people in some areas to receive their first and or second shot as the highly contagious Delta variant has grown to be the nation's dominant strain, with COVID-19 cases rising mostly among the unvaccinated. European officials have also said vaccines currently seem protective against variants. Canada has also said it's monitoring variants and the possible need for boosters. While some scientists question the need for the booster shots, others have said they could be beneficial for the elderly and other vulnerable populations, although it's unclear when they'd be needed. Some public health experts have also expressed concern authorizing boosters in wealthy developed nations, while other countries are still struggling against initial inoculations, could worsen already troubling vaccine equity issues. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thrill-seeking billionaire Richard Branson reached space Sunday aboard his own winged rocket ship in his boldest adventure yet. The feat vaults the nearly 71-year-old Branson past fellow billionaire and rival Jeff Bezos, who's planning to fly to space in a craft of his own 9 days from now. Branson and his five crewmates from his Virgin Galactic Space Tourism Company reached an altitude of about 53 miles, 88 kilometers, over the U.S. New Mexico desert. That gave the crew enough time to experience 3 to 4 minutes of weightlessness and see the curvature of the Earth. The rocket plane then safely glided back home to a runway landing. Authorities in South Florida said they are making progress in the painstaking search for victims of a deadly building collapse last month. Miami-Dade County Mayor says 90 deaths have now been confirmed in the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Tower South in Surfside, up from 86 the day before. Among them are 71 bodies that have been identified and their families have been notified, she said. Some 31 people remain listed as missing. She also says the unrelenting search amid the rubble has resulted in the recovery of over 14 million pounds of concrete and debris. Chinese state media is reporting heavy rains and flooding have forced thousands of people to evacuate in China's southwestern province of Sichuan, with authorities on Sunday urging citizens across the country to brace for more downpours. Torrential rain in the area since Friday has raised water levels of 14 rivers, swept away boats and bridges, and forced the evacuation of more than 4,600 people, according to state media. It claims no casualties have been reported, but says rain and flooding have affected more than 120,000 people, forced the cancellation of some train services, and cost millions of dollars in damage. China's National Meteorological Center on Sunday renewed an alert for rainstorms across the country, forecasting heavy rainfall across wide swaths of north and central China. Beijing's Flood Control Authority is warning of the heaviest rains in 3 years, with alerts through Tuesday morning. And Pope Francis greeted supporters for prayers on Sunday from the 10th floor balcony of his hospital where he's recovering from colon surgery. The 84-year-old pontiff has been in a Roman hospital since last Sunday when he underwent the planned procedure. He temporarily ran a fever last week after his operation, but a chest, an abdomen scan, and other tests revealed no abnormalities. After the prayer, the pontiff urged for an end to violence in Haiti, which has been in turmoil since its leader was shot to death when gunmen stormed his family home in the capital on the impoverished Caribbean nation early Wednesday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.